Jimmy Kimmel mocks Americans attending the Million More on March, "The stupidity is breathtaking." By Hannah Blow on January 6, 2021. ABC's left-wing late-night host Jimmy Kimmel mocked Trump supporters flocking to Washington, D.C. to show their support for the president as Congress gathers to count the Electoral College votes, labeling the event, dubbed the Million MAGA March, the Million More on March. The Jimmy Kimmel Live host mocked the supporters' pre-events, which included a speaker who spoke to a group at Freedom Plaza this week, encouraging them to hug each other, calling it a mass spreader event. "The gloves were off, and so were the masks at this rally," Kimmel said. A real dipwit named Clay Clark took the stage today to convince the hardcore members of Trump's cult to kill themselves once and for all. Watch below. "The stupidity is breathtaking," Kimmel continued, predicting that many of those people will be on a ventilator soon. Notably, Kimmel did not criticize the Black Lives Matter protesters who flooded the streets in key cities, shouting at police officers and ignoring social distancing guidelines repeatedly last year, in the same manner. And tomorrow is the big one. The Million More on March is tomorrow. President Trump says he'll be there. Of course he will, Kimmel continued before bashing talking heads who have advanced the narrative of a stolen presidential election, identifying one as Fox Business's Lou Dobbs, whom he referred to as a crazy old woman. "Yeah, right, everyone knows crimes were committed, we just can't find proof," Kimmel continued. "But that's not gonna stop us from tearing this country apart." At least a dozen Republican senators and about 140 Republicans in the House are planning to object to certifying the results of the election tomorrow, he added, describing it as a move that will certainly fail. "The only question now is what is Mike Pence going to do about it?" he said, noting that the vice president is receiving pressure from boss baby Trump. Throngs of Trump supporters are expected to gather in D.C. on Wednesday for protests across the city in support of President Trump, who is expected to speak to a crowd at 11 a.m. Eastern. Lawmakers from both chambers will gather today to count the Electoral College votes on Wednesday, although debates are expected to take place as several GOP senators and House members are slated to object to the certification in disputed states.